Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together.
For most of us, love is something we long for and deeply desire throughout our lives. However, there are times when romance is less than desirable, or even forbidden. This is the situation I found myself in a few years ago while serving as a missionary for my church in Italy. Here's my story. So this happened a few years ago while I was serving in Italy as a missionary for my church, and a few things you need to understand this story is, as missionaries, one, we were always supposed to be with a companion, another missionary who we lived with, served with, and did everything with. And the second thing is that romance was strictly prohibited. So while serving in the south of Italy, we would contact people through Facebook and invite them to an English course that we taught. And this one day, I messaged a lady by the name of Fernanda. Now, I invited her to our English course, and her reply in English, interestingly enough, was, "You're cute. I'd like to meet you." And when I received that message, I was a little bit baffled by it. And my companion just kind of chuckled, and we kind of responded back, ignoring that part of the message and giving her the details for the English course, and didn't think much more of it for the time being. Well, flash forward to our next English course, and we weren't teaching, some other missionaries were, and we had been asked to say the opening prayer. So as I was saying the prayer, my companion had his eyes open and watched as Fernanda entered the room as I was praying, and we ducked out afterwards to handle some other stuff. And he's like, "Hey, yo, that Fernanda lady came in while you were saying the prayer." And I was like, "Oh, okay. This is we'll need to go and talk to her and see if we can talk to her about our church afterwards." So at the end of the English course, we came back into the room and struck up a conversation with her. And now, another thing you should understand is, as missionaries, we had these little black tags that had our title, Anziano, and our last name on it, on our left chest. And this Fernanda came up to me and put her finger right on the tag, getting really close, and read, you know, "Anziano Mears." And I just kind of was like, "Yep, that's my name." And we got talking, taught her a little bit about our church with the help of somebody else there. And it was our job to kind of get everybody out of the church after. And when it was at last just her, the two of us, and one other fellow, we get to the door and we're like, "So, do you think you're going to come back to our English course?" And she goes, "Yeah, why not?" And then she adds, just loud enough that we can hear it, and it's obvious that she kind of wants us to hear it. And she kind of glances at me and says, "Plus, he's cute, so, you know." And another funny thing was that she could only remember my name. She didn't remember my companion's name or the other fellow that had been with us, only my name. So she shook hands to say goodbye. She was like, "You know, we'll see you later, Anziano Mears. And, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name," to the other two. So, my companion thought that was pretty funny. And, the next English course, we were teaching the advanced section. And when we split off for the English course, we would say, "Okay, so everybody with the advanced course, come with us. And, you know, everybody else stay here in this other room." So, we did that. And she was like, "Oh, you know what? I would like to try the advanced course today." And I was like, "Oh, lovely. I'm pretty sure she's just doing that because I'm teaching it." So we go into the other room, and I had the brilliant idea to teach them how to do poetry in English. So I read them a poem, and then I decided, "Hey, we're all going to write a poem together as a class." So I presented the idea to them, and I told them, okay, we need a topic for this particular poem that we're going to write as a class. And she perks up and goes, love. And you can imagine at this point, I'm getting rather uncomfortable with the situation, as we are not allowed to do anything romantic on the mission. And in the corner, my companion, who's not the one teaching at the moment, is just kind of chuckling to himself, laughing his head off, trying to be subtle about it, but failing completely. And so we go around and write this, you know, love poem as a class at Fernanda's recommendation. And then, you know, kind of talked to her afterwards, parted ways. And then the next week, I had been given a call by the president of our mission to go to a different city, which was a pretty regular occurrence. And we had figured I was probably leaving soon anyways. So we sent out messages to everybody saying like, hey, you know, Anziano Mears is leaving. You know, we'd love to see you one more time kind of thing. And hope you continue with things here in this city, even though he's going to be gone. And Fernanda's response to that was, oh no, are you sure I can't send a letter to your mission president asking that you stay here? And our response was, I don't think that would have the effect that you think it would. So that goes to show that when you're looking for love, it doesn't find you. But when you're completely unavailable, that's when love tracks you down. This story arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, edited, and performed by me, Kenny Mears. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.